Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of ICICI Bank, listed as IBN on the NYSE. If you're looking to understand one of India's leading private banks and whether it's a solid addition to your portfolio, stick around. We're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. So, why are we talking about ICICI Bank today? Well, as one of the biggest players in India's banking sector, it's often on the radar of investors looking for exposure to emerging markets. With a market cap of over $102 billion and a presence across retail, corporate, and international banking, ICICI Bank has a massive footprint. Plus, with recent earnings reports showing mixed signals, I thought it was the perfect time to break down the numbers and see if this stock is worth your attention. Let's dive into who they are and what they do. For those who might not be familiar, ICICI Bank, headquartered in Mumbai, India, was founded in 1955. It's a powerhouse in the financial services space, offering everything from retail banking, like savings accounts and loans, to corporate banking, wealth management, and insurance through its subsidiaries. They've got a workforce of over 187,000 employees and operate in multiple countries, making them a key player not just in India, but globally. Under the leadership of CEO Sandeep Bakhshi, the bank has focused on digital transformation and expanding its customer base, which we'll see reflected in their financials. Their business model is all about balancing high-growth retail banking with stable corporate lending, and that mix is something we'll keep an eye on as we analyze their performance. Let's talk revenue. ICICI Bank has shown impressive top-line growth over the years. For the fiscal year 2025, they reported revenue of about 2.95 trillion Indian rupees, which is roughly $35 billion USD depending on exchange rates. That's up from 2.35 trillion rupees in 2024, showing a solid year-over-year increase. Breaking it down, a big chunk of their revenue comes from net interest income. That's the difference between what they earn on loans and what they pay on deposits. In recent quarters, their net interest income has been growing steadily, with a year-over-year rise reported in Q3 of fiscal 2026. They also generate significant income from fees and commissions, especially in retail banking and credit card services. Geographically, while the majority of their revenue is from India, they do have international operations contributing to the mix, though specific breakdowns by region aren't as detailed in public data. The key here is their ability to grow core banking income while diversifying into other financial services. Now let's move to earnings. The latest results for Q3 fiscal 2026 showed some challenges. Net income for the quarter dipped by about 4% year-over-year, largely due to higher provisions for potential loan losses and increased operating expenses. On an annual basis, though, fiscal 2025 was stronger, with net income of around 510 billion rupees, or about $6 billion USD, up from 442 billionaires in 2024. Earnings per share for 2025 came in at 144.82 rupees, reflecting solid profitability despite recent quarterly headwinds. A key takeaway from their earnings is that while net interest income and loan growth remain robust, provisions and treasury losses are weighing on the bottom line. Asset quality, however, looks healthy, with management maintaining strong capital adequacy ratios. This balance of growth and caution is something long-term investors should note. Diving into the Q3 fiscal 2026 earnings call, management highlighted a few critical points. Core operating profit grew by 6% year-on-year, which is a positive sign of underlying strength. They emphasized growth in retail loans, particularly in mortgages and personal loans, which saw double-digit increases. On the flip side, they acknowledged the pressure from higher provisions, driven by a cautious approach to potential credit risks in a volatile economic environment. CEO Sandeep Bakhshi also pointed out continued investments in technology and digital banking, which are eating into margins short-term but are expected to drive efficiency down the line. The message here is clear. They're playing the long game, focusing on sustainable growth and customer acquisition while navigating near-term challenges. Let's break down the financial statements to get a clearer picture. On the income statement side, operating income for fiscal 2025 was about 730 billion rupees, up from 615 billion in 2024, showing they're managing to grow core operations. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets as of 2025 stand at a massive 26.4 trillion rupees, with cash and equivalents at 2.14 trillion, giving them plenty of liquidity. However, total liabilities are also high at 23.1 trillion rupees, reflecting the nature of banking, where deposits and borrowings make up a huge chunk of the balance sheet. Their debt-to-equity ratio is around 0.62, which is reasonable for a bank, but still something to monitor. Return on equity for the trailing 12 months is a respectable 15.95%, showing they're generating decent returns for shareholders. One concern, though, is the negative free cash flow yield, which comes in at 90.75%. For banks, this isn't unusual since their cash flows are tied up in loans rather than traditional capital expenditures. But it's a reminder that traditional cash flow metrics don't always tell the full story for financial institutions. Now, let's talk valuation. ICICI Bank's current price-to-earnings ratio is around 18.11 based on trailing 12 months, which isn't cheap but aligns closely with the industry average of about 17.3 for regional banks. Their price-to-sales ratio sits at 3.15, suggesting the market is pricing in solid growth expectations. Looking at forward PE ratios, analysts project a decline to about 18.6 for fiscal 2026, dropping further to 16.5 by 2027, which could indicate the stock is reasonably valued if earnings growth continues. Compared to peers like Toronto Dominion Bank, which has been pitted against ICI in recent value analyses, IBN seems to hold its own, especially given its exposure to the high-growth Indian market. Dividend yield is modest at 0.82%, so this isn't a stock for income-focused investors. Overall, the valuation looks fair, but not a screaming bargain. Growth prospects will need to justify the current multiple. Let's run through a quick SWOT analysis to get a holistic view. Starting with strengths, ICICI Bank has a robust financial performance with consistent revenue growth and a strong foothold in India's retail banking sector. Their digital transformation efforts are also a big plus, positioning them well for future efficiency gains. On the weaknesses side, recent earnings dips due to higher provisions and operating costs highlight some vulnerability, especially in a high interest rate environment. Opportunities are plentiful. India's growing middle class and increasing demand for financial services offer a massive runway for expansion, especially in underbanked regions. However, threats loom large, with regulatory risks in the banking sector and potential economic slowdowns that could impact loan quality. Competition from both traditional banks and fintechs is another factor to watch. Balancing these dynamics will be key for their long-term success. Looking at recent performance, ICICI Bank's stock has had a mixed run. Over the past week, it's down about 0.6%, but over the last month, it's up 4.8%, showing some short-term recovery. Zooming out, the past 6 months have been tougher with a decline of nearly 7%, though the one-year return is a positive 8.1%. Over 5 years, the stock has delivered an impressive 82.4% return, outpacing many peers in the regional banking space. On the chart, we're seeing the price hover around 28.80s, with some resistance near the $30 mark. If you're considering a short-term move, keep an eye on whether it can break through that level with strong volume. Otherwise, we might see it consolidate around here for a bit. Compared to the broader financial services sector, which is up just 7.75% over the past year, IBN's longer-term outperformance stands out. Let's dive into an intrinsic value analysis, but I want to preface this with a caveat. For banks like ICICI, traditional discounted cash flow, or DCF, models aren't the best fit. Banks don't generate free cash flow in the same way industrial or tech companies do. Their cash is tied up in loans and deposits, making projections less reliable. That said, running a DCF can still give us a rough benchmark. Using conservative growth assumptions based on historical earnings growth of around 15% annually and a discount rate of 10%, we can estimate future cash flows. After crunching the numbers, the DCF suggests an intrinsic value in the ballpark of $25 to $28 per share, slightly below the current price of $28.80. But again, take this with a grain of salt for a bank. More relevant metrics like price-to-book or dividend discount models might be better here. ICICI's price-to-book ratio isn't explicitly provided in the latest data, but given their strong equity base, it's likely in a reasonable range for the sector. For a more accurate valuation, I'd lean on the forward PE trends we discussed earlier, which suggest the stock isn't overpriced if growth holds up. So, what's the final verdict on ICICI Bank? I think it's a compelling long-term play for investors seeking exposure to India's growth story. The bank has strong fundamentals with solid revenue and earnings growth over the years, plus a leadership position in a high-potential market. However, near-term challenges like higher provisions and operating costs mean it's not without risks. Valuation-wise, it's fairly priced, not a steal, but not overblown either. If you're a growth-oriented investor with a stomach for some volatility, IBN could be worth considering, especially on any pullbacks. What do you think? Are you bullish on ICICI Bank, or are the recent earnings dips giving you pause? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to like and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Until next time, happy investing.